not a minute to spare.
Don't worry.
There's not a minute to spare.
Don't worry.
Going, going, gone. Now I dialed 911 a long time ago. But don't you see how late they're reacting? They only come and they come when they wanna. So get the morgue truck and then bomb the corner. They don't care cause they stay paid anyway. They treat you like an ace that can't beat the tray. A no-use number with no-use people. If your life is on the line, then you're dead today. Latecomers with the latecomers stretcher. That's a body bag in disguise, y'all, I'll bet ya. I call them body snatchers cause they come to fetch you with an autopsy ambulance just to dissect ya. They are the king cause they swing amputation. Lose your arms, your legs, and them is compilation. I can prove it to you, watch the rotation. It all adds up to a fucking situation.
Damn. 911 joke in your town. Oof. It's a little bit deceiving sometimes when you put on a PE track and it's Flav.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I heard that song before.
Yeah.
But I just forget that, you know, Flav actually spit some bars.
Bars.
Yeah.
That's his opus. That's Flav's opus. Yeah. And it's, you know what, I mean, it's kind of fitting for right now too. Like if
911 is definitely a joke, man.
Yeah.
It's been a joke though.
Sure.
It's been a joke. Yeah. But ain't nothing funny about it.
Negative.
Fuck 'em.
Hard. Fuck 'em hard.
Yeah, man, this shit has been a lot on my mental, man. Like,
yeah.
This past week, man, it's stressful.
Sure.
Like, every time you go on social media, that's all you see.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, this shit, you fucking wait. As soon as you wake up.
Right.
Look at the phone. You just see more police brutality.
More death videos.
More death videos. Like, and they not even talking about all this shit. Like, they just skimming right over it like they do all the time.
No, they just want to, so let me ask you this. So, yesterday, I didn't know whether I wanted to do one of those black squares or not.
Yeah.
And after I, like, thought about it and then read some things, and I was like, is this a good thing to do or not? Like, because the reason that things like spiral, not spiral for lack of a better way to put it, but the reason that things get brought to light, like oppressive regimes like the Arab Spring, like stuff like this, is because they have social media and people are getting it out and we're in the digital age. So is that good to take a whole day and just black it all out?
No.
I didn't think so.
I just did it for the show Solidarity.
Sure.
But, I mean, it wasn't stopping me from posting anything. Stuff.
Right.
No. Yeah. I didn't do it for that.
Right.
I just did it for Solidarity. Yeah. Just to show we all on one team.
Right.
Just to show support.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, stop. What's that going to do?
Right.
Stop posting for one day. What's that really going to do? Nothing.
Other than maybe like advertisers don't get paid and shit like that. Maybe. Nah, but yeah. I mean, they're still getting paid.
Yeah, they going to be like, oh, they did that thing that day.
Right.
Money's still coming in. It ain't stopping no money.
Nah, not at all.
You want to stop some money, you got to be consistent. You got to really boycott some shit. Like, yo, we ain't fucking with you.
Like, really not fucking with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like, not on no, I don't like him today, but,
yeah, you know. But yeah. Tomorrow we back.
But next month, if he puts out a fire ass album.
Yeah. We back.
We're back. We're right back. We don't even care.
Yeah, man. Shit, yo. As a black man, it's like, the shit is annoying. Like, ever since the police was created, there's been police brutality.
Sure.
And, you know, you're seeing the protests. You know, I'm tired of this shit, man. Like, all right, you got the protests, and then you got people talking about vote.
Yeah.
The fuck is voting going to do?
Right.
Vote for who?
Right.
Who the fuck am I voting for?
Right.
All these motherfuckers keep saying vote, 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 vote. All I keep saying is vote. You got to vote. For who?
Yeah.
For who? Who the fuck am I voting for? For who? Who should I vote for so this could stop?
Yeah.
Minnesota, Democratic governor.
Yeah.
Minneapolis, Democratic mayor.
I'll do one better.
Democratic senator.
Senator Klobuchar from Hennepin County, who could have prosecuted the guy, whatever the officer's
Chauvin.
Name was.
Chauvin?
Yeah. Years ago when he got brought up on some of the charges that we said last year, didn't do it.
What the fuck? Like, fuck Democrats. What the fuck they doing for us?
They're doing, well, they kind of hijacked the platform and then...
They ain't doing shit. They fucking frauds. They liars.
Yeah, what I mean is they hijacked the platform and then create this illusion like they're for...
Like they're going to help. They fake the funk and then they don't do nothing.
Correct.
Like... What the fuck are we voting for, yo? For real, for real.
Yeah.
That's a Democratic state.
Yeah.
So how was that helping black people? The only reason that the dude got locked up is because of the fucking outrage.
Right.
People was burning shit up, protesting all across the country, protesting in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yo, we got to lock him up. He got to take this one. And then they just fucking locked up the other three.
Right.
Just locked them up. Democrats, vote for what? What the fuck am I voting for? The fuck? What? Black people voting, it don't matter. It don't fucking matter if we vote or not. Yeah. We still gonna get fucked.
Yeah.
This ain't nothing new. Black people been getting fucking killed since the beginning of fucking, since we got here.
Yeah.
Like, we had a fucking black president. What happened when he was the president? Black people got killed. What did he do? He ain't do shit.
Nothing.
He ain't do shit. He ain't changed nothing. He ain't changed no laws to help black people from being brutalized by the fucking police, by fucking random racist fucking white people. Nothing happened.
Zero.
Like, so what's the point of fucking voting? Please tell me. Somebody need to explain this shit instead of fucking just keep saying vote. We got to vote. For what?
Yeah.
Explain. Elaborate on the fucking voting part.
Show me something first.
Like, what are you talking about?
Show me something.
What has happened when we had Democrats in the fucking seats? Nothing.
Right.
They don't care about black people. Democrats don't care about black people. Republicans don't care about black people. They don't give a fuck. So stop saying vote for what?
Yeah.
It's like we have, black people have so much fucking power now in 2020, they don't even fucking know it.
No.
Like the mainstream, like pop, all pop culture is controlled by black people. It started by black people. Like rap is the number one genre in the country right now.
What I don't like is that, like, when people, like, take a cause like this, like, in this case, racism, and speaking out or trying to subdue it means for some, because it's so ingrained, racism is so ingrained in the country that people think that when you're protesting racism, like, you're protesting America.
You talking about Drew Brees and his type?
No, I'm just generally speaking, like, or, no, okay. Or, sure.
That's just
sure.
An excuse.
Sure, yeah, like he did today, like or whatever his quote.
That's just
yeah.
An excuse. Double they trying down. To they trying to protect white supremacy.
Yeah.
Because they're fucking scared that because black people get equal rights, we're going to fucking do the same shit that they did to us for fucking hundreds of years. And we're not doing that. Where is there a fucking history of black people killing white people? Please tell me. Please show me in the history books. In the United States of America, do you see, yo, black people was killing all these white people here, 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 and here? Never. You always see in the history books white people killing black people here, 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 and here. But they so fucking scared of black people that they keep the foot on our, or the knee on our fucking necks.
For lack of a better way to put it.
Yeah. It's been that way. Since 1863. The police were created for black people. Jails were created for black people. They weren't created for white people. The justice system was created for black people to send them to jail. Because if you look at the fucking crimes that mostly black people commit, we have the highest sentences. We get the most time for the crimes that we usually commit. And the crimes that white people commit, they have lower sentences. And that's not a coincidence. That's for a reason.
And then if you want to go, like, if you want to go even further to, like almost early on post-colonial, so we'll say 1790s, right? And even a little bit before that, like when they, we'll say pre-colonial too. So we'll say like 1760s or whatever. So you had English people that were convicts, convicted of crimes in England, and they were given a choice where they could either A, do 7 years over there. No, a life sentence over there, or they could come to the colonies and do 7 years indentured servitude or convict servitude or whatever. So they're on the boat. Fuck it. I'll go over to colonies, only to realize when they get here, it's deplorable conditions. And the life expectancy was 5 years. So people don't know that until, and I believe 25% of the English people that came were convicts. So basically fast forward a couple of like 60, 87 years or whatever. So you have like the Civil War, and where a lot of people think that part of it was states' rights. But part of the reason that they had the Civil War was because everyone thinks that the North just wanted to free slaves, which kind of was not the case at all.
They don't give a fuck about black people.
It was really about corporate interest. Yeah. And basically what they said was, well, it looks really taboo if you own someone, like if you actually buy them. But what we're doing up here in the North is, so we've got these things called penitentiaries. Basically, you could still get the people to do work in the penitentiaries. You just got to get them to commit a crime.
Yeah.
So then what happens?
Or lie and say they did commit a crime.
Or lie.
And then everybody who's a part of the justice system, we all work together like they still do today. And convict them and throw them in jail anyway.
And I'll double down again. Or change laws. So laws that used to be just considered misdemeanors, like, for example, so what happens when you free a bunch of slaves from the South and a lot of them are uneducated, can't read, don't have jobs, and all they've worked in is the fields? A lot of them are going to be hungry, right? Well, what used to be a misdemeanor, the stealing of a pig, is now a felony. So these people that are just still trying to eat and are hungry, you're now locking them up for 5-10 years, and nobody gives a fuck because now they're convicts and you have a label on you, and it's like, well,
back in the field. Or you could just offer. Or they could say you whistled at a fucking white woman.
Correct.
And they throw you in fucking jail.
And then that's the advent of Jim Crow laws and all that shit.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, dude.
And then that's
what they mean by systemic racism, white people.
And then that fucking grows, you know, you got generations of that. It started from that, and then you got generations of poor.
Yeah.
So poor, and you keep taking away the males of the family, you keep taking away the fathers, and then you create a welfare system.
Correct.
The welfare system says if you got a father in the household, you ain't getting no money.
No.
So they don't, it's not incentivized for you to be a family.
Right.
Like, what kind of shit is that?
Right.
They don't want you to be good. They don't want you to elevate. They want to keep you there and act like, you know, they're giving you something.
Right.
So it's all, the system is all fucked up. It's created to keep people down. But you know, give them this false sense of reality, like they're getting free money for the government.
Right.
But really, they're getting money to stay oppressed.
Right.
So all the people that complain about fucking welfare and shit, like, they're full of shit.
And for the record, there's more white people on welfare than there are African American.
Facts, because
or other.
Because there's way more white people than there is black people.
Other.
Yeah.
I'm doing air quotes.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot we have the camera. Other.
Yeah, it's the shit is so annoying, like watching people, like seeing these racist fucking people like come out and protest the protests.
Yeah.
But they're doing it, they're trying to, like in Fishtown, they come out with bats and shit, trying to be all fucking tough. You're in Fishtown.
Right.
For people that don't know, Fishtown is a predominantly white neighborhood.
Right.
It's not the hood of Philly. Take that shit past Broad Street.
Yeah.
Take it past Broad Street and see how that shit play out. You're not going to do that.
And from what I understand, some of those people weren't even Fishtown residents.
Probably not. Yeah. They came out of, you know, wherever they was from, fucking Doylestown.
Some of them had Fish t-shirts on, like Scotty's hippie band Fish. Like, they're not carrying bats, dude.
Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous. Like, you're that racist, you have to do that?
Yeah.
Mind your fucking business. If the thing is, they're protesting because they're fucking people are being killed.
Right.
On camera.
Yeah.
Like, and this has been happening forever. And we've been telling you it's been happening forever. And what you say is, well, you shouldn't commit crimes.
Right.
That's not how the justice system is supposed to fucking work.
That's like telling a woman that's been raped, you shouldn't have wore that dress.
You shouldn't have wore that. Yeah.
No.
Like, this guy, there's plenty of people who've been killed before they've had a fucking a trial of anything.
You're not an executioner.
You
it's
can't
not your
do
job.
That.
It's not your job.
It's not in your job description to kill on site.
Right.
For an alleged crime. You have to lock the person up, and then there's a legal, a court process.
Right.
Like, you have to go through that. It's not, oh, I'm just going to kill him right here for a fucking counterfeit $20 bill. Nah. It wasn't for that. It was something else. They came out and said that they worked with each other for like a year and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they worked at this club out there. They both did security. And they said the George Floyd worked inside and Chauvin worked outside or some shit. Or maybe the opposite, the other way around. But they was like, I don't know if they knew each other, though. Come on, man. It's a small fucking club. It's not the fucking MGM Grand Casino where you have hundreds of fucking employees and you might not know fucking Bob from marketing when you're a fucking security guard. Y'all both are fucking security at a club. Y'all know each other. They know you. Even if you don't know his name,
you saw his face.
You saw his fucking face.
Right.
I'm pretty sure the security team, before the club opens up, they have a meeting.
Yeah,
inside and outside.
I'm sure of that.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the media is so fucked up. They're trying to spin this shit so bad, like, they're trying to create a fucking race war, yo.
For sure.
Like, they're trying to make this shit black against white.
Right.
When you have fucking white people protesting with the black people.
Correct.
Like. And they fucking, and you got cops out here. They sending these fucking cops out here to crack people in the fucking head. They coming out with nightsticks, fucking people up. They shooting people with big ass rubber bullets.
Aiming at their face.
You supposed to shoot the rubber bullet at the ground so it bounces up and hits you in the leg or something.
Yeah.
Not in the fucking face. They shooting, yo, the one dude got shot with a rubber bullet and he got shot.
The neck guy? The one that got hit in his neck?
Yo, this motherfucker look. Yo, I seen him.
Or the eye one.
It was multiple people who got hit in the eye.
Yeah.
But I seen this motherfucker. He looked like he got punched in the face by Deontay Wilder twice. He got fucked up. Yo, he got hit so fucking hard, yo. I think he was Mexican. And when he showed him, like, the aftermath, he was Asian.
Whoa. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have laughed at that.
Yo, he fucking changed, yo. His whole fucking face, his fucking face swelled up so bad, yo. It was so fucked up.
Gave him a Miyagi.
Like, yes. Wax on, wax off. Like, the motherfucker just changed, yo.
Can I be honest for a second?
Yeah.
The hardest part about, like, for me this week, I told Taylor before I came in, I was like, well, actually, I talked to you about it on maybe briefly Friday or Saturday or something. It was like, you know, we're, generally speaking, for the most 85% of the time, we're like, we do funny shit, and it's like they've sucked all the life out of, like,
yeah.
That's a bad way to put it, but
no,
like,
but
all the air is out of the room, and it's like, shit, everybody can't.
Shit is depressing, man.
It's depressing as fuck, and then you don't want to, like, I don't want to say anything, because I've already said 1,000 insensitive things in my life.
Yeah.
Maybe 1,000 on here.
Yeah.
We don't have a fucking counter, like a Trump lie counter, but yeah, it just makes it difficult. It's like, how do you joke in a time like this? You know what I mean? Like, how do you?
It's fucked up, man. And me as a fucking black man, it's like, damn, like, I'm like, damn, what the fuck do I do? Do I go out here and do I protest? But me seeing the shit on TV, they fucking people up. I'm not going out there to get fucked up. The fucking protests. I got a fucking family to support. Yo, I gotta be there for my family.
Yeah,
they come first before anything. I have to protect my family.
Sure, and I guess this is like, well, here's the deal. I thought about that when you said that the other day. I have to protect my family. Well, then continue to just, you know, what we have to do. We just have to continue to be lead by example. Yeah. Go to work. Show your neighbor. Fuck you. Plant the grass. We're going to do the backyard project. Just continue to do that.
Yeah.
And don't vote.
Yeah. I'm not voting. I'm not fucking voting. No, I'm dead ass serious. What the fuck am I voting for? For what? Ain't nobody showed me. Ain't nobody told me nothing. Joe Biden, every time that motherfucker opened his mouth up, he sticks his own foot so deeper down his throat.
And I don't even know that it was possible. And it just keeps going farther and
he's
farther down.
He's ankle deep right now.
Yeah, in his own...
He's ankle deep, not balls deep, ankle deep.
Yeah.
In his throat.
In his own throat.
He's a... Yo, this guy is fucking... He's losing it.
He's able to lick his own taint.
He's losing it. He's going out, yo. He's he
That's
went out.
That's not even fair. He's gone.
He went out to the fucking protests to take fake pictures with protesters and shit. Like, yeah, I'm out here with you guys. Fuck you, Joe. You're a fucking piece of shit. I'm not falling for that shit. Let me see you out there. Fuck you, Joe.
Yeah, fuck you, Joe.
Fuck you. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. You lying ass bitch.
Get that to him.
You old fuck. You ain't shit. He lying.
Right.
He can't. Like, come on, man. He's cocky. He's arrogant. He's got the black vote in the bag.
And you fucked it up.
Black people keep saying, well, we got to get Trump out. For what? What? It don't matter. It don't matter.
I don't think the president really has all that much power.
He don't.
It's apparent.
He don't have that much power. He tried to send the motherfucking military in, and governors was like, nah. We're not doing that. Some of them was, but a lot of them was like, nah, we're not doing that. But then you got these fake ass governors like fucking Cuomo. He's a fucking bozo. Like he sounds good. Like he tries to, you know, act like he's with the people and shit. You full of shit, whatever his name is, Cuomo.
Andrew.
You got a fucking terrorist organization in New York City terrorizing black people and protesters out there.
Yeah.
They fucking people up, yo.
In Hawaiian shirts. That's not even cool.
Like, come on, dog. Like, they fucking people up. The truck fucking ran into people, yo. Like,
oh, the cop truck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just ran right into the protest.
Oh,
right into
you
a
mean
car.
That, you mean
right into a crowd of people. Just boom.
You meant the other terrorist organization.
Yes. The NYPD. Terrorists.
This is how crazy this world is right now. I don't even know, like, Camden and Newark, two of America's most dangerous cities.
Hmm?
No riots, no looting, no carnage. And this is the crazy part. So do I dare, like, shout out Camden cops? Look at my face. I'm looking right at...
They tricked them. They tricked them out there. Yo, if
what,
you
they
can't...
They cooked for them?
We can't beat them, so let's join them.
Yeah.
We still gonna fuck y'all up when this shit is over.
We're
going back
mad.
To fucking y'all up.
Yeah.
But right now, since we don't have the funding, we don't have the manpower, we're gonna play into your little games, your little bullshit. But after this over, yeah, we getting right back to the regularly scheduled program. Come on, man. I ain't believing that shit.
I'm looking at the camera, and this was just to all of them as a whole. This wasn't to the specific ones that I have had my disagreements with. The rest, those ones, you can still go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
But as a whole, it was a good look. That's a good photo op.
It is. The fucking cops kneeling and shit. Come on, man.
That's a good photo
y'all,
op.
Y'all happy about that shit?
Maybe you guys can teach the president how to do a photo op. Taylor, you have any thoughts on anything at all this week?
It's just terrible that it always takes a video.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, no, this happens if this isn't recorded on camera.
Yeah.
So it's like it just makes me think, like, how often does something like this happen? And, you know, we even skim by it because, you know, just reading it's completely different than actually seeing it being recorded.
That goes back to the point, like I said last week, like one of my uncles was like, well, why do they have to keep showing? This is why they keep showing. This is what I meant by, does the black squares do a disservice? No, keep fucking putting it in people's faces so that way they go, holy shit, it's really real.
Yeah.
No, what do you think? People just make up fucking stories? Like, I just like to... Like I've shared it on the pod. One of the worst things ever in my life was my cousin was killed by cops. Yeah, I love to share one of the most miserable times in my life. No, I don't do it. I do it because I have to remind people all the time that yes, that shit does happen.
Yeah, the fucking
yes, they're bullies.
The girl Breonna Taylor.
Yeah,
Louisville. They fucking did a raid. They just bust in her door, bust in her apartment.
Wasn't even her house. Right?
No, it was her house, but they went to the wrong house. The person they was looking for didn't live there no more.
Okay.
So they bust in, didn't see nobody, they just started shooting.
Yeah.
Lit the shit up. Her boyfriend's in there. He didn't get hit. He had a gun. He starts shooting back.
That's what it was.
They arrested him. Yeah. For attempted murder on cops.
Right.
They released him because it was outrage, but they still didn't charge any cops.
Yeah.
Those cops are still good.
Right. Unbelievable.
So even if you were right that the person you was looking for lived there, your plan was to go in and just shoot?
Right.
What type of shit is that? That's not, you can't do that.
Where's that at? Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
You know, who's the senators there? Do you know?
Nasty, no neck, Franklin looking fucking Mitch, man.
Yeah.
He's a fucking... Yeah,
and Mr. Libertarian himself, Rand Paul. How do you feel about that, Rand Paul? There's just break into people's houses and shoot while serving warrants.
Just shoot them up.
Not for her.
Yeah. But the thing is, and then you got these fucking racists, you know, protesting the protests. But I bet you if it was fucking Italians getting killed by the police, guess who's going to be out there? The fucking Italians.
Right.
They're going to be out there protesting.
Sure.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
You can't fucking do this. But since it's black people, the media has portrayed black people as fucking animals, criminals, bad people for years and years and years.
Yeah.
That these fucking racists think it's okay. They deserve to die. Even if you a fucking regular person.
And that's not to say that we think Italians are racist.
Some of them.
So yeah, sure.
Some of them,
definitely.
It's like it's so sickening. Like
that's when I remind them, you know, a lot of you are half black anyway, and they go,
yeah.
Excuse me, and I'm like, well, look it up, man.
The Moors.
Look it up, dude.
Came through Sicily.
Yeah,
laying pipe and dropping seed. Laying pipe, dropping dick off.
Better go get your 23andMe.
Yeah. It's fucked up, man. It's some crazy ass times we live in, man. Like, but I do like. I was pessimistic about, you know, the future. I'm like, this shit ain't gonna change.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing more videos of young white people.
Yeah.
Speaking up, and the older they get, they start having kids. They're gonna, you know, raise their kids. To be better, and it's eventually going to get better, but right now it's not going to change overnight.
Nah.
It's still going to be black people killed by the police, I mean, we're going to have more fucking protests and all that shit.
Racism will always be here.
Yeah, it's always going to be here. Yeah. But the racists, they're going to eventually die out over time, but it's going to take a long time for that shit to happen. For it to really be like, oh, it's not really that racist out here no more. The fuck?
Yeah, just stop. Just stop marginalizing people.
Because the fucking, the civil rights movement was our parents' grandparents' generation.
Yeah, well, sure, but then you got, the history books always black and white, the photos, even though a lot of the
it was color since like the 1940s.
Yeah.
But they changed the shit to black and white to make it seem like, oh, this was fucking hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
Nah. Mm-mm. Nah. It was right around the corner. Grandparents' age.
When Forrest Gump was in college.
Like, I got to talk to my grandma and see what the fuck was going on back then. Like, what's the difference between now and then? Because she grew up in North Carolina.
Right.
Moved up here.
Yeah.
She's definitely descendants of slaves. Shit, my great-grandmom's house in North Carolina, 5-10 minutes before you get to her house, slave plantation.
Mm.
Like, and it's a fucking like a museum or some shit. Do y'all want to go to the Hope House? No. Why would I want to go into a slave plantation house?
Can we just drive by?
Absolutely not.
Look from the fence.
I don't want to.
There it is. All right, keep going.
I don't want to visit. I don't want to fucking walk through no jails, no slave plantations. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'll read about it. But that's it, man. But like I was saying, man, that black people, we could really like disrupt shit if we really just stuck together.
Unity, man, there's strength in numbers. That's the truth anywhere.
Like we could stop so much money right now. If the NBA is supposed to come back July 31st.
Say no.
Say no. Yo, this shit is bigger than the NBA. Fuck the NBA. Fuck basketball. We not playing basketball until shit gets fixed. The NFL is supposed to be coming back.
Put it back on the fucking owners. Put the ball back in there. Of course, we'll come back out. We'll offer our services when you fucking...
When y'all change shit.
When y'all change some shit.
When y'all change shit, put that pressure on them.
Mm-hmm.
Or fuck it, we gonna go...
It's more broadcasting money for the rest of the playoff thing. It's not really the owners because you're not playing in their stadium.
All right, next season.
Yeah.
Next season. Ain't no seasons. Indefinite. Indefinite stop. We not fucking playing.
We've suspended ourselves.
Yeah. We not playing. You can't make us do shit. Suck dick, nigga.
Right.
We not doing shit. Like, y'all need to change this shit or else. Put the money, put everybody fucking stick together. We got plenty of fucking black millionaires, black billionaires, but no, they too busy trying to be accepted by the fucking white man. They fucking made it on their own or with help of others. And they got to their seat and they're not trying to risk that. They'll donate a couple dollars. They'll say, I did this. I tried. The shit ain't changed. So, oh, well.
You know, I've seen, I texted you, I text you every day. Maybe when I texted you Saturday or fucking something, I was like, where the fuck are our leaders? Like, where's the fucking leaders? I don't give a fuck what color the leader happens to be. Fuck what. I don't even care if they're from this planet. Just fucking lead.
No leaders.
Nobody's speaking, like, usually it's like you'll see, your regular Ellens or Oprahs or, I ain't heard nothing from none.
I seen.
None. The Rock this morning.
Nah, the fucking, I seen a quote from Bob Johnson. He used to own BET.
Yeah.
Americans should get $14 trillion in reparations. Or black Americans, descendants of slaves. Okay.
All right, cool.
What you gonna do, Bob?
Right, cool.
You got the bag.
Right, to give it out.
You got other black billionaire friends, millionaire friends.
Start doling it
that
out.
Got the bag.
Lead by example.
Create. No, not even give out money. Create opportunities.
Forget the handout.
You had BET. let's put our money together. The dude, it's a billionaire. I forgot his name, but he brought the Weather Channel last year. Get together with him. Get together with Jay-Z, Diddy, Dre, Tyler Perry, all the fucking richest black people in this country. Y'all need to get together and create a plan.
Yeah.
And tell black people, look, we have to sacrifice, we together have to sacrifice some things to be able to build our own shit and live happy.
Right.
And not have to go through, not have to live under the fucking foot of the fucking, the racist white people that run this country.
Right.
We don't have to deal with them no more. We don't have to. We could create our own shit if we stuck together and we actually had a real plan. Like, we could fucking crumble the NCAA.
Just like Bobby Seale said.
We could crumble the NCAA.
Take care of our own neighborhoods, but invest in black business, do all the stuff like that. And that, so... Like, when you say stuff like that, just because, like, if someone says Black Lives Matter or support black business, that doesn't mean you're anti-anything else.
No, I mean, that's just
Does anybody else... Right, they're race-baiting.
That's their insecurities.
And I
thinking that black people are going to do the same things that they did to us. And time again, we've shown that we're forgiving people. We always forgive. We're not out there fucking coming to white people's houses and killing them and raping them.
Eh.
We're not doing that.
Well, the president would say that's the Mexicans doing that.
Yeah. No, they not doing it either.
Right.
It's a rare case where people are fucking crazy and doing wild shit like that. Right. But every fucking race
has crazy fucking people. Right.
But the white people, they have fucking crazy people that have regular fucking jobs and that run shit, that control shit. They're fucking called racist. You're mentally ill if you hate a person just because they were born with skin that's darker than yours. There's no fucking reason for you to hate somebody that you don't even fucking know. Facts. That you've never had a conversation with.
Facts.
You gotta judge people off of the, you know, that your interaction with them.
How they treat you.
Yeah. Like, I don't fucking go around just saying I hate white people, but I got my guard up because I'm like, you don't fucking know who hates me. Like, why would I put my energy into not liking somebody for no reason?
Right.
But I gotta fucking be on guard like, oh, I don't know. But it's fucked up, man. It's fucked up. Like, but we could do it, but somebody that we need leaders.
I can tell you what, I've never been to the White House, but I've never not been welcome in a black house.
Yeah. Wild Bill. I remember the time, what was it? Baby shower?
Yeah.
You walked in.
Oh.
Everybody looked at you. Who the fuck is this? You said Uncle Wild Bill's here.
Yeah.
Did a fucking dance.
That was it.
It was like, hey, right. Wild Bill, what's up, boy?
Welcome to the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I go somewhere where, like, with your sister's party.
Yeah.
We walked up in there. I'm the only black person in there.
Right.
I'm looking around. I just see people just staring.
Yeah.
Just randomly. And I'm like, all right, I'm a little nervous in
not
this
We were in a bar. Not necessarily my sister's crew, but maybe.
Yeah, it was a bar.
It was a bar. So, yeah, we don't want to throw shade at my sister's friends.
No, not her friends.
Like the bar. But the other patrons in the bar.
Yeah. So I'm looking around. You know, the first thing I do, I got to scope the place out. See. If I got any backup in here besides you.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, any other black people in this motherfucker? I'm like, shit, I see this older black lady up there. She left. I'm like, let me go to the bathroom, see you in the kitchen. I go downstairs. I see the kitchen crew. I'm like, yo, what up, y'all? Y'all good? All right. Love. Just in case shit go down in this motherfucker, man. I need backup.
It's just so, yeah, it's just, this is crazy, man. It's just, you know what's fucking crazy is that, like, we're coming off a pandemic, dude. Like, it's like,
yeah.
you know, everybody, like we said, it's just created the ultimate pressure cooker. It's like fucking, you know, you locked everybody in the goddamn house. It's like, you know, and it's just exploded into the 2020 has just been fucking ridiculously crazy. Murder hornets. We got fucking riots, pandemics, looters. Yeah. I'm shouting out Camden cops.
Ain't nobody talking about the COVID no more.
Nah, it's dead. COVID.
COVID blew a 3-1 lead. Yeah. To racism.
Right. Oof. Wow.
Blew a 3-1 lead. It's over.
COVID versus.
That shit is a wreck.
2020 finals.
Ain't nobody talking about the Rona no more?
No.
Where'd it go? What happened?
Took off.
Now we talking about martial law.
Right.
Fucking race war. Looters. Protesters. Antifa.
The Democrats' favorite, their playbook. Let's pull it out. Pull the race card out.
Fuck Antifa.
Yeah. Fuck them too. Yeah.
Antifa ain't nothing but fucking KKK disguise, acting like they with us. Fuck them. They don't fuck with us. They just trying to fuck shit up.
They just, yeah.
They trying to fuck shit up because they're fucking stupid. Like, they going out there fucking shit up, and we getting fucking knocked in the head for this shit.
Yeah. They just, their main goal is to create chaos.
Yeah, and we get, and I heard they getting paid for this shit.
Yeah, probably.
I heard that somebody hired them motherfuckers, like, yo, go out there and start some shit.
Was it George Soros?
I don't know, man.
That's the right. They blame everything on him.
I don't know, but I seen.
If it wasn't for George Soros and George Soros' money, not what
I looked him up, and he looked like one of them motherfuckers, man.
He looks like he's not of this planet.
Yeah, I don't know. He might have lizard skin under his real skin.
And then you got Alex Jones. What was he doing last week? Burning down a homeless guy's tent just to prove a fucking point. Come on, get your shit together, bro.
Yeah, man.
Fuck type time you want.
We ain't the evil ones, man.
No, the lizard people are.
We not the evil ones, man. We just want to be respected. We don't even need to be accepted by y'all. Just stop fucking with us.
Yeah.
Just stop fucking with us. Stop doing that bullshit.
Stop killing us.
Yeah. Stop.
Stop killing us.
Nah.
It's fucking simple. Nah. Stop killing us.
Ain't gonna stop. Ain't gonna stop, man.
I say us because you're my bro. So yeah,
and it ain't gonna stop.
Stop killing us.
Ain't gonna stop, man.
Then we're gonna keep bringing it.
Got to.
You just gotta keep bringing it then.
Got to. But it's getting more progressive because, like, the last time we had some crazy shit like this happen with Mike Brown, Trayvon Martin. I mean, it was mostly black people, but I'm hearing now protesters out there like, oh, it's a lot more white people out here now. And that's good. We need fucking strength in numbers. We need more white people out there protesting because if the shit and we need the fucking even the fucking racist white people, we need y'all out there protesting, too.
Yeah,
because if. Y'all don't want us out there protesting, then tell the fucking cops to stop killing us. It's that simple. We wouldn't be out there if they wouldn't be doing this shit. If y'all care so much about, if y'all do not like, you know, black people dying, I mean, if y'all don't like black people protesting and all this bullshit, put pressure on the government. Yo, stop doing this shit.
Call your congressman.
Nah, they won't do it because they're okay with it.
Yep.
They're all right with it. They approve it.
Well, because some people value property that doesn't belong to them, Target, more than they value life.
Fuck Target.
And it's amazing to me that these people that don't value life are the same ones that say all lives matter and the same ones that will lock kids up in cages. But don't fucking touch that fetus, motherfucker. Don't you fucking terminate that unwanted pregnancy because it was by rape. Because all the lives matter. Until it turns out that the guy we don't like, that raped you, we don't like him. You know, and then you got to collect welfare, and we don't want that either. Because we don't want to give you welfare, but we don't want you to terminate your pregnancy. But then what do you want people to do? Because there's no clear message on either side of the fucking board. It's just spin your partner.
You know what they want?
OCDO.
They want the cops to kill us.
They want chaos and confusion.
Yeah.
Mass casualties. They don't give a fuck.
I don't care, man.
Fight and bicker so that way all the fucking uber rich people over here continue to make money.
I think
the stock market's doing well. The fucking whole country's on fire and the stock market is doing fantastic. That's fucking crazy, dude. That's crazy. Yeah. The country's been damn near shut down for 5 months. The Fed rolls out $6 trillion, however many trillion fucking dollars, stock market and all the investors, they're all doing good. Yeah. Meanwhile, we're out in the fucking streets dying, and people are fucking wondering why George Floyd has to pass a fucking $20 bill. Yeah, because he's fucking broke.
Yeah. But that's normal.
Get me fired the fuck up.
That's normal, though.
Whatever.
You could easily get a fake 20 from anywhere.
And not know it.
Not know. It happens all the time.
Right.
Happens all the time. You shouldn't even go to jail for a fake 20. If anything, that should be a fucking ticket. If anything,
you're not supposed to call the cops. You're supposed to call the Secret Service because that's who handles it, not the Treasury Department, the Secret Service. They handle money. So, missed that call. Shout out Ben and Jerry's. They issued a statement.
Yeah, what they said.
Why Ben and Jerry's statement on white supremacy is so extraordinary. Ice cream makers called on Americans to dismantle white supremacy and grapple with the sins of our past as a nation protests against racial injustice. Stretch into their eighth day. In a forceful statement posted to the company's website late on Tuesday, Ben & Jerry's describes the death of George Floyd, an unarmed black man, at the hands of a white police officer as the return of an inhumane police brutality that is perpetuated by a culture of white supremacy. What happened to George Floyd was not the result of a bad apple. It was a predictable consequence of a racist and prejudiced system and culture that has treated black bodies as the enemy from the beginning. Companies including, like, yeah, we're not going to name them. We don't give a fuck. But the statement from Ben & Jerry's is unusually comprehensive and direct, addressing the historical roots of discrimination in the United States and calling out systemic racism while advocating specific policies to prevent further police abuses and racial inequality, slavery, Jim Crow, blah, blah, blah. So basically, I'm not going to continue to read the whole thing, but they called up measures like House Resolution 40, which would... The ice cream maker also called for the U.S. Department of Justice to reinvigorate its U.S. Civil Rights Division and for the Congress to pass H.R. 40, a bill that would create a commission to study the effects of discrimination since American slaves first arrived in North America in 1619 and recommend...
It ain't nothing to fucking study. You see, the proof is in the pudding. You see the shit?
Right.
Everybody see it. Ain't nothing to study.
I'm pretty sure.
It's been proven time and time again.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's out of the bag.
Fuck all that studying shit.
We don't need that.
Ben and Jerry's just said vote.
I don't know that they said vote. I mean, but it's a strong statement.
Study. Open a book. Somebody write a paper.
Well,
write something.
It's more than anyone else has said, I guess, at this point.
Yeah. It ain't helping.
Probably not.
It ain't helping.
I mean, all right. So
it ain't helping, man.
What's the answer then?
What's the answer? Money. Stop the money. Put pressure on them.
No, I mean, what's...
Put pressure on them.
To do what, though? What is the answer?
Put pressure on them. Start it with the NFL, the NBA. NCAA, the top recruits build up these fucking racist ass schools with these fucking private boosters that be paying the fucking kids on the low. All our fucking billionaires, our millionaires, they get together. But you create a create a fund, a booster club, send these fucking top recruits to HBCUs. Build those schools up. You could pay the kids under the table just like they do at the big schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to do it. Pay them on the low. Get to the tournament. Build their schools up.
But
they get TV contracts. Those schools get bigger. And now all the black top athletes that are the best athletes in the world that they fucking eat off of, make billions of dollars off of, we going to our schools. HBCUs, now we on TV.
But that's not going to end police killing people.
It's not going to end police killing people.
But what do we do about that?
That's
the issue.
We got to stick together. Move. Get the fuck out of these towns.
Sure.
Get out of these towns. If we put together,
It sounds simple.
No, it's not simple. We need some fucking smart niggas to create a plan and create a fund to get people moving. New York City. How many black people is in New York City? Get them. Yo, go to the city. Look, go to each hood. Look, we have this plan.
And then move them where, though? Like,
anywhere. There's plenty of space out there.
Wouldn't that be the same as redlining, just in a different context?
Blacklining.
Call it black. Whatever you want. But
let's blackline and put our people in a safe space. In a safe space. We get out of y'all hair since y'all think we so fucking dangerous, and we get out of y'all way.
They tried that before.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
And
they bomb motherfuckers because Liberia. Because a white person said that these black guys whistled at her. So their fucking actions was, oh, we're going to bomb these motherfuckers. Black Wall Street, we bombing them. Blew all the shit up, $100 million in damages. That was in like 1920.
Yeah.
1921. $100 million? You know how much money $100 million in 1921 was?
Yeah, a lot.
That's probably a fucking $1 trillion that these fucking races fucked up because they hate these fucking former slaves that built themselves up from nothing. Built that shit up from nothing.
It's really complex. It's super complex. And just saying, like, it just, like, not that I don't disagree with, like, sending more black athletes to historically black colleges, but like I said, I don't know that that's going to stop.
It's not
police from killing people.
It's not. It's going to put pressure on them.
Maybe
the white people that's running those schools. They're going to go to their fucking congressmen, their House of Representatives. Yo, y'all got to change some shit. They putting pressure on us. We losing our money.
Yeah, go to the top.
That's how it works. They got friends in high places. We got to put pressure on them at all different levels. They fucking make a lot of money off of black people, and we get the fucking crumbs and the pennies.
But there's no leader right now. There is no leadership.
We need multiple leaders. We need a whole organization, a fucking black union, like, yo, and have it in different states, different sections of the states. Like, look, somebody, a local leader who has some type of clout power. Look, you going to run this section of South Jersey right here. Mm-hmm. Then we got people in North Jersey. Yo, you going to run this part of North Jersey, Central Jersey. You going to run this. Like, we could stick together. We could create a plan like that.
Somebody that's already got the voice needs to step the fuck up and start, or start. I mean, maybe they are. I don't know. Like, maybe behind the scenes, but
yeah, I don't know. All it looks like to me is they're trying to be accepted by white people, and time again, we've never been accepted. We've been able to be employees, not bosses. Work. And then they'll put a fucking token black guy at a position like let's say the president. What? He can't, don't get out of line, nigga.
A token Obama, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Don't get out of line, because we're going
to
check you.
By the way, they're all in court. All Obama's people have been in court all week for that, when they spied on Trumpito. That's getting no coverage.
Yeah. Yeah, I seen Hillary was going to
correct
court. Where was the blackout day?
But you see what I mean?
I really don't give a fuck about Hillary Clinton. Fuck Hillary Clinton.
Oh, that's the point. Nobody, yeah.
Who cares?
Gets washed. Nobody.
I don't care. But ain't shit gonna happen. She got too much power.
No, but the point is, don't lose sight of the fact that, yes, it should matter. Because the fact is,
it should.
The government, we're not fucking paying attention, and nobody gives a fuck because it's like, oh, there's more important. Is it more important? No, it's the fucking government lying to you again. And then now it's like, well, the Democrats' fucking favorite race card, so all of our channels have to watch this or cover this, so now we're not paying attention to what the fuck was happening. And again, it's an abuse of power by the fucking people in charge.
Looking out for their people, man. That's all it is. It's a secret society. All we ask is trust. No G money shit. All we got is us.
Yeah.
That's Hov.
I'm familiar.
Shout out to Hov, man. He put some pressure on the Minnesota governor. Called him up.
Did he?
Yeah. You gotta do the right thing.
He said, "Hola, Jovito."
Yeah, you gotta do the right thing, man.
He said, "Hola, Jovito."
But we gotta stick together, man. We gotta, you know, put that money up. I'm willing to put the money up. I donated some bread to the Bell Fund in Philly.
Did you? You threw some up?
Yeah, I threw a couple dollars out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I put a Virgil out there. You heard about that?
What, the black bodyguard? Virgil was Ted DiBiase's black bodyguard. Is that, was that the reference?
No, not Virgil. I know that Virgil.
No, not Virgil. What?
Virgil is, you ever heard of the clothing brand Off-White?
Yeah.
Well, it's a...
Maybe I have, but not recalling it right now.
Well, Off-White is it's a trendy clothing brand. He got a partnership with Nike. They make Off-White Nikes. He's the creative director of Louis Vuitton. He sells overpriced bullshit. Overpriced t-shirts, sweatshirts, you know, shit that you fucking make for $5, $10, and he's selling it for $500.
Oh.
Yeah. And this motherfucker posted on his Instagram or Twitter, he made a donation to the Bell Fund for the protesters who got locked up, and it was $50. $50, and he said, "Yeah, match y'all put that same energy and match it." Like what?
Same energy,
Doug. You selling fucking socks that cost more than $50, bro?
Selling $300 socks and you put up $50.
Yeah, $50, 50 bones, man. Huh.
That does...
And then,
bail for who? Who the fuck you bailing out for $50?
Yeah.
What do you got?
What's that? What's that, 10%? What's that, a $500 bail?
Yeah, that would be 10%.
10%. Yeah, I got one person out, man. That's it.
Not even. And then is he co-signing on... Like, is he going to the bondsman for that?
No, hell no. Hell no. He just threw it in the pot.
50, boycott that guy.
50 bones. Yeah, boycott his shit. Fuck Off-White.
Boycott that guy.
Fuck Off-White, fuck Louis Vuitton, all that bullshit, Gucci. You got fucking black people crying on TV talking about don't fucking loot these places. Gucci ain't never did nothing to y'all but be racist, but they ain't do nothing to y'all. Bitch, what? They fucking, you know how many fucking rappers advertise Gucci, Louis Vuitton, these high-end fashion companies for free? In their songs and their videos, and you know how much money these fuckers make? Because these fucking young kids look up to these rappers and they see them with these clothes on and shit, and they like, damn, I want that shit. And they fucking save up their money and fucking buy this bullshit, this overpriced bullshit. Fuck that, man. Fuck them. They'll be all right. They worth billions. You fucking loot a couple stores. It's just wealth distribution, man. They using fucking slaves in other countries to make they shit, and then they send it over here and mark it up.
Slave labor.
Yeah.
COVID labor.
Fucking Apple. They on Apple Music, I heard they blocked all fucking other artists, and you can only listen to black music. The fuck is that going to do?
Huh?
Yeah. That was the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
You can only listen.
You can only listen to black music. What?
On Blackout Day or any? What? I don't know.
I think they did it one day or some shit. Like, dog, I'm not even a, like, what if you're not even a fan of rap and shit like that and you got Apple Music?
Well, it's Miles Davis for you then, sir.
Like, dog, I was trying to listen to fucking Vanilla Ice, bro.
Yeah.
Is he available?
Throw that Rob Van Winkle on, dog. Like,
come on, man. Like, what about the fucking guy who listened to AC/DC or some shit? Like,
But yeah, I get it.
You know,
they're not my shit, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go super white here. They're not my cup of tea.
Yeah, but still, it's like, Doug, I don't, Doug, I support the movement, but come on, yo, what are you doing? Now you losing us.
Canceling the whites, too.
Like, don't put that bread up. Put that bread up, man.
Yeah.
I think they put up some money, too, but put that bread up.
Yeah, they would get a tax
rate. Like, stop doing goofy shit.
Yeah.
Like, goofy shit trying to be cool. That's all they doing.
Jumping on
the bandwagon, trying to be cool.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's corny shit.
I mean, that was probably the other part of me not wanting to put the square up, too, because I'm like, oh, this is trendy. Everybody's doing it now. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that. I'll go do a podcast with my best friend who's black. That's way better.
Yeah, I mean.
That's way better than me.
You're
not fucking up my algorithm, dude.
That fucking. I don't know who came up with that shit. Like, we're not going to be posting it. Yeah, nah. Nah, I'm posting.
Post it.
I'm posting.
Posting up.
Man. Even though I ain't even really want to post, because it's just everything on the whole timeline on Twitter is just all different videos. In New York, the other day, they shot a fucking dude. Like 10 cops shot one guy. They talking about he flashed a gun at him or some shit.
No gun.
And they like, oh, no, he didn't have a gun.
I've seen him out in Kensington doing the same shit.
Like, terrorists, man. They fucking terrorists. But the thing is, these cops, yo, since my cousin, he's a state trooper, he told me about the training and shit that they got to go through. In Jersey, I don't know if it's like this in the other states, but in Jersey, you got to have a college degree to be a state trooper.
Correct.
And they put you in serious physical training and shit like that. Like, you got to learn how to fight. You got to fight. Like, I think he said, like, two guys with your arm tied behind your back or some shit and mace in your face. Like, some serious fucking training.
Yeah.
That's why you don't really see fucking state cops
doing that
in Jersey.
Shit.
Yeah, wilding out like that because they're highly trained.
Right.
But these fucking regular cops, they're not highly trained. You don't have to have a college degree.
2 weeks at the academy. No, yeah. I don't know if it's 2 weeks.
And you have fat cops.
Yeah.
That was one of my angry algorithms before. Fat cops.
Fat cops.
I seen multiple pictures of fat cops shooting people this weekend.
Fat Tony.
Shooting at people. Rubber bullets. Because they can't catch them.
Yo, what up, dog?
You can't catch them. So we going to shoot. I seen some videos. I think they was
in LA.
That
was my fat cop impression, by the way. Just all nasally breathing because it's hot out there. You know what I mean?
I seen this one video. They was in LA. And they was fucking joyriding. The cops, the one guy's driving. The one guy's in the back seat out the window. Rolled the window down. Boom, 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 boom. Just shooting. Are you fucking serious?
I saw the cops unloading the bricks.
Oh, yeah, they laying out bricks in random places. The fuck, yo, what is going on? This is not supposed to be happening, yo. Yeah. Like, why aren't these people being held accountable for their actions? Why can't cops be held accountable for their actions, for their fuck-ups? And they're not even getting paid a lot. These motherfuckers is getting paid. Like, the dude, Derek Chauvin, there's no reason why you should be doing, you should have a side job as security when you're a fucking police officer.
Right.
Because you don't make enough money.
Or something's fucked up.
Like.
You have a habit.
You're allowed to kill, no, he's allowed to kill people on his one job, but his other job, is he allowed to kill people?
When do we get his blood test back?
Oh, yeah. And then
we already know he's got, George Floyd had COVID. He's got COVID.
Yeah, he got COVID.
Well,
then they say he had fentanyl in his system.
I don't know, some bullshit. But what
you can easily inject that.
After the fact, yeah.
Yeah.
But when's the, when do we get Chauvin's fucking blood tox?
Probably won't.
Right.
Probably won't. Because he probably off some shit. He looked like he was off some shit.
I'm fired up. Shout out you, bro.
It's over already?
Fucking it's over.
God damn, yo. I was fucking angry. I was angry today, man.
I had to let you get it off. Shout out you.
Shout out to you, man. Shout out to the people out there protesting.
Fuck you, Apple. We got this beautiful black music we're going to take you out with.
Yeah, fuck Donald Trump, too.
Fuck him. Tennessee. Rest Tennessee. Development. Tennessee. Lord, I've really been real stressed.